G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 6 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And make sure if you're going to do selection, if you're going to attempt it, make sure you check out what I have to offer on my website, operatoredge.com. Check out the podcast page. There'll be a bunch of free videos there in regards to what I do helping you prepare for selection, all right? And then you can book in for a call and we can have a chat about it. But let's get into the questions today. So the question I had from somebody in my program was, I get up early for exercise, but sometimes I don't get to bed till late due to completing tasks. If this happens, should I just suck it up and get out of bed to exercise, or should I sleep in and make up training later in the week? All right. So sleep is absolutely paramount, all right? I don't care who you are. I'm sure you've heard about how important sleep is, but really it's absolutely paramount, all right? Not just training for selection, but life in general, all right? Everything is better with enough sleep, all right? Enough quality sleep too. Recovery from your physical training, emotional intelligence, being able to handle stress throughout the day, your cognitive ability, you know, cementing learnings from the previous day, like that all happens, you know, throughout sleep. In fact, there's a doctor I follow on Instagram. Her name is Dr. Rhonda Patrick, and her Instagram name is FoundMyFitness, and she focuses on the brain and cancer, and she described what she put on her Instagram feed the other day, where she described a study that found getting fewer than 5 hours sleep per night substantially increases your risk of dementia in older people, as well as increases your chances of Alzheimer's. Because basically, during the night, right, it's your time for your brain to, I guess, clear itself of different toxins in the brain, all right? And it does that, or it needs to do that when it's during sleep, right? So if not getting enough sleep, that's not happening, all right? And hence, you're at risk of these degenerative cognitive diseases or brain diseases, all right? So it's absolutely vital that you get enough sleep. Everything in life is better and will be better when you get the right amount of sleep and quality sleep at that. But I look at this question of these tasks that this guy's doing at night, and I think, what are these tasks that you're doing that's keeping you up late and really encroaching on your sleep and subsequently hindering your training? When you're training for selection, you must be brutal and really get rid of as much irrelevant shit that's not related to selection. All right, now I don't have the attitude that you need to, you know, do that throughout your entire life, all the time and in every single situation. I don't think that at all. I don't think that's practical, and it's definitely not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is when you're going after something that's incredibly hard, i.e. something like selection, you must narrow your focus for a time being, all right, and get rid of everything that may be distracting you and taking your focus and attention away from preparing for that task, i.e. selection. And I don't mean to become a hermit, all right, and sit at home and only leave the house for work and training, all right, I don't mean that at all. It's about finding a balance, and that balance will be different for different individuals, all right? It's not a one thing fits all, okay? It's going to be different for different individuals. By all means, go out with your mates, all right? If you have the discipline to only, you know, drink one or two beers or only have water and can get home at a reasonable hour, that's fine. If, however, you're like me, though, and couldn't just have the two beers, but you'd be there having 6-8 beers or whatever, then staying away from the pub is probably a good idea, all right? You certainly need your downtime, right? You certainly need your rest and recovery, and you want to have an activity that relaxes you and takes your mind off selection and training for selection, otherwise you're just going to overload yourself. You just don't want to allow yourself to be pulled in too many different directions when training for selection, particularly when you're, you know, very, very close to actually attempting selection. Always staying up late completing bullshit tasks that aren't relevant or important at the time when you should be in bed getting your rest, all right, ready to really go hard the next day. But try to think of selection and narrowing your focus over time like this. I'll see if I can explain this well. But think of a number of concentric circles, say 5 concentric circles, and right in the middle is selection, all right? That's your goal. That's your main goal, and that's what you're focusing on. Now, for each concentric circle, write down a timeline in months or years on each circle as you expand outwards. So on the first circle moving out from the middle and your selection goal, you might write 1 month, okay? On the next concentric circle moving outwards, which is the second circle, you might write 3 months. The next circle, you might write 6 months. The next circle, 12 months. And the last circle, 24 months, right? So these months and concentric circles indicate the time period that you're out from attempting selection, i.e. 2 years out, 1 year out, 6 months out, 3 months out, 1 month out. And this is a good way to visualize it and see how you're going to actually narrow your focus as you get closer to selection. For example, if you're 2 years out from selection, things might be quite normal. You might start to begin to build your base fitness around strength and endurance, start to think about things you might need to put in place to help with selection, i.e. different courses you might want to do, etc. You know, your focus here is still quite broad, all right? But you're starting to think about things you want to put in place to prepare for selection. 1 year out, here you might start to narrow your focus and cut out certain things that may become distractions or not relevant for you training for selection, i.e. cut out alcohol, right? You stop playing footy to limit your potential injuries, that kind of thing, all right? 6 months out, here you'll want to start narrowing your focus even further. You should have a solid training program to follow by now, a study routine for theory and developing your soldier skills, as well as cutting out things like any extra physical training that might hinder performance and recovery. 3 months out, here your training will be dialed in, or it really should be dialed in, obviously, by now. Hopefully, you're not going out field if you're in the military, which I realize might not be possible depending on your unit and staff. You definitely shouldn't be going out on all-night benders, for example, going away for five-day camping trips or overseas holidays, that kind of thing. All right, 1 month out, your focus should be laser right now, okay? 1 month out from selection, your nutrition, rest and recovery, and soldier skills should all be on point. This is your lean into selection, and you know, you shouldn't be distracted by any other bullshit apart from nailing your final prep for selection. See how that works? The closer you get to selection, the more shit you'll cut out and the more narrow your focus will be. And that might piss off a few people or a lot of people. But you know what? Too bad, right? Too bloody bad. Going for selection is almost selfish, and you must think about it in that way in order to give yourself the very best chance of passing. All right, the other thing to consider is something along the lines of a Whoop band or an Oura ring to measure your sleep effectiveness and efficiency, and while also at the same time measuring your heart rate variability. Those type of tools or instruments are really great to determine if you're getting enough sleep and enough quality sleep, which will obviously have an impact on your training for selection. So that's it for this episode and the question of getting enough sleep and different tasks that people are doing at night when you probably should be sleeping. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out, reese@operatoredge.com, or contact me via my Facebook page or my Instagram account, which is reese_dowden. That's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks.